You talk about your skill as an artist, and Drawing the Weather is a book that illustrates that, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Boy, you could make one hell of a drawing with the way the clouds are right now.
Yep, that's right. Well, it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, well, not today, is it?
Oh, no, I would draw it today.
Yeah, yeah. So what was, well, obviously sitting here and looking outside is the inspiration for that.
Exactly. And the truth is, I was, one of the things that's really difficult to draw is water. And so I started out trying to draw water. And by, you know, sort of by accident, I included clouds and landscape and all the rest of the things. So what started out as just sketches of water became a discipline. So I did about 100 of these drawings over a period of time. I realized it was 6 months. And at the end of it, it wasn't until the end, when I was searching for a title for this, I thought, what I've really been doing is drawing the weather. When I thought I was drawing water. The other thing about these sketches, they're sort of like poems in a way, because they're done with the same pen. I use always the same pen, which is like a technical pen. And you sit in a place and you draw for 15, 20 minutes, which would be, you know, to write a poem, it might take me 20 minutes. It's very similar in a certain way, though this is more ritualized and disciplined, I think. As an interesting sidebar, one of the present manuscripts I'm working on is like an extension of these aphorisms. I call them, I don't have a title for it yet, but I call them memes, one-liners, aphorisms. You know, I've got a whole bunch of potential words that describe them. And they're very similar to these, except I've tried to pare them down a bit more. I've tried to be more sort of playful with the language. So I do like more linguistic tricks, pared down metaphors, just thoughts from the top of my mind, as it were, coming out almost as a form of automatic writing.
Is there a poem that you'd like to read? You read the Sam Hamill poem yesterday, and I videotaped that, but is there a poem you'd like to read to maybe give us a sense of another way that you write other than the epigraphs?
Sure. I quite like this one. It's called Bird. And actually, it took place right here where we're sitting, or 10 feet away. A sweet little junco, seeing sky reflected, crashed into the window. A jay flew down to see what happened. I picked it up, its hot body cupped in my warm hand. Its breath came in gasps, until it shuddered and died. I wrapped the dead junco in paper and placed it in the wood stove, and I knelt there watching the flames curl around it. In minutes, all that was left was a glowing bundle of bones with the shape of the body, beak, and head. A whisper of mortality, sandwiched between being and anticipation, spoke my name.
Well, I'm really grateful for your time.
Well, thank you for listening.
What a wonderful setting.
It's a great setting with a lapping of water in the background. Yeah, this is a great place. It really is. I always say they're going to have to carry me out of here in a box. I don't know. My wife's had a few ailments, so it's hard to know what the future will hold, but I've got a barn here, which is almost completely full of paper, and I've got a cabin, which is my studio, which is now getting so crowded, it's disgusting. My method seems to be that I produce so much work, and I've also corresponded with so many people over the years that it takes over my space and I have to find a new space to work. My wife, on the other hand, is quite neat and minimalist, so somehow between the two of us we have a balance in the house, except the spaces that are mine, which are just ridiculous. I have one room, right, this room here, no, in the next room over this room. The only way I can get in is by crawling under a table.